I think for the season in two games, we've only given up 54 yards of total offense.
Okay.
One touchdown.
Well, USC here tonight. What do you know about the Rebels this year, Chris?
Well, I know they have a lot of returning starters as well. They were a really young team last year. We beat them pretty handily last year, but again, they were young and inexperienced. And it was the first year they were running that T offense, which is always, that's always a learning year. And so they got better at it as they went along. So I'm anticipating quite a good game. They have a lot of good skill players. They got some great big linemen, really big linemen, 300-pound guys. So so I guess we'll have to go in there and play smash mouth with them a little bit and then try to see if we can get our passing game going.
All right. There you kind of mentioned some keys there. I was going to ask you that. In closing here, Chris, keys tonight to get the victory against the Rebels then?
Keys, we got to get our passing game going and be explosive in that. And we got to keep their T offense from having explosive plays on us. So they're always going to grind out their yards, but just we can't let them have those 20, 30, 40-yard plays on us.
All right, there you go, folks. Norwood Young America head coach Chris Goodwin on the pregame show. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment. Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Back here in Wells, getting ready to get going with this one. Parents' night here tonight as USC getting set to take on Norwood Young America Central High School here tonight. And Bob Hansen's gone this week, so Sean Goodall stepping in to help bring the game here tonight to you. And Sean, a tough challenge here for USC tonight for sure. This is a pretty darn good Norwood Young America team.
Yeah, on paper, that's what the rumor was coming in, and then watching them warm up, and, you know, obviously the game's not won in pregame warm-ups, but they look good, big, fast, physical, tall. Yeah, but it's kids on a Friday night, anything can happen. But USC's getting a little beat up, too.
Yeah, they're missing Ezra Edwards tonight, their big 6'5", 310-pound junior lineman, and Nathan Mutchler. Another 6'4", 227 senior out on one of the tight end spots. So they are dinged up a little bit. That's not going to help the situation. They do that power run game, and boy, they're going to have to do some long drives here tonight, I think, to have any kind of a chance to keep their offense off the field.
Yeah, well, I'm not a astute on the USC football program. I follow from a distance, but I didn't even have to ask Coach Hughes. I said, tell me you run the Getchell kid a lot, and I just know him from covering the wrestling. He's a very talented wrestler. He's hard to score on. He's low to the ground. He's got great balance. I could see him causing the Norwood Young America team a little bit of problems. If I was Coach Mickey, I'd give him the ball 35 times and let's see what happens.
Well, they may do that. Getchell's back there with Dylan Bonsack and Isaiah Gonzalez in their three-man backfield. They go double tight end. I mean, there's no secret on what USC likes to do. They're just going to pound the ball at you.
Yeah, they're not going to throw it a ton. And hopefully tonight we can stay in front of the sticks and not get into second and third and long where we're kind of required to throw the ball and let Bullerman throw the ball when we want to throw instead of when we have to throw. And that'll increase his chances of some success, throwing when you want to versus when you have to.
Well, this is
A tough one for USC. Blue Earth Area in action tonight. Their challenge might even be tougher, Sean.
Yes.
They have Jackson County Central tonight, and by all accounts that I keep hearing about, if they don't win the state tournament this year, a lot of people will be surprised, I think.
And I would be one of them. Of course, you never know what Caledonia and Chatfield have.
Yeah.
They seem to just reload every year. But Jackson has been waiting for this group for quite a few years now. Well, the Boss kid has been playing for, I think this is his third year now, maybe fourth.
And he came in at quarterback a little bit in eighth grade, there, partway through the season.
Yeah,
is he a senior?
He's a junior.
Junior,
now.
Okay.
Yep, and so, but they've been talking about the kids in the grade with him who are now also juniors, so they're loaded. They are very, very good.
We're going to take another quick break. Back with the kickoff in tonight's game coming up in a moment.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
National anthem before the start of tonight's game. And we're getting closer. A little longer pregame festivities here with Parents' Night here tonight at USC. And the starting lineup's yet to be introduced, and then we should get things going here. Rebels got off to a good start, as we mentioned in the pregame, with that win over Mayor Lutheran. And Mayor Lutheran, of course, has been very good for a number of years. I don't know if they're quite the team that they were the last few years, but still, that was a nice start for USC. And so they went up and got handled pretty good by Randolph last week. And so now tonight against Norwood Young America, they're a double-A team, and they're in that section, Sean, with Cannon Falls, and I'm not sure who all else is in that one, but Cannon Falls might be the favorite. They were really good last year.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what these guys look like when they actually play, but that would be what I would think. It'd be the 1-2 seed. And going back to, it doesn't matter how down Mayor Lutheran is, if you get a chance to finally beat a team who's beaten you historically, it feels good. It feels good. And you know what? USC's going to be right in the mix when, as long as playing this little bit of double-A schedule, which is okay, as long as they stay healthy at the or healthy at the end of the year, it's going to only benefit us. And we got a chance, or USC has a chance to make some noise come playoff time.
Yeah. Well, let's look at USC's team. We're kind of talking heavy on Norwood Young America because they do have some talented players, and they're going to be very good here this year. But USC has a lot of guys back from last year's team, too, so they're not inexperienced, really.
No, and I see their starting five offensive linemen are juniors. And so I think some of them played last year as sophomores,
yep,
from what I understand, and that only bodes well for even next year, even though you lose the Getchell kid, who is, I'm guessing, is one of the better tailbacks around, one of the harder runners, hard to tackle. But if you're going to be able to bring five offensive linemen back, that's a big, big deal, especially in Class A football.
Right. The only downside for them tonight, Ezra Edwards, as we mentioned, missing the game here tonight. 6'5", 310-pound junior, and Nathan Mutchler, one of their tight ends, one of their better athletes, too. And so Cade Wigern's going to step in, a sophomore, at one of them tight end spots, and Ian McQueen will start at the right tackle spot in place of Ezra Edwards, I think, is kind of the way the Rebels are looking to go here tonight. So we'll see how this all kind of shakes out. If USC kind of wants to hang in on this game, it's going to have to be kind of a ball control thing. As TJ said in the pregame, they don't like to punt. They think they should be able to get 10 yards on four plays, but it doesn't always work out that way, of course.
Yeah. I would run the ball, and I'd run it a lot if I was TJ. And like I said, throw when you want to, not when you have to. USC did win the toss, and they are going to receive the opening kickoff here. Norwood won the toss, deferred. USC took the ball, and Norwood decided to kick into the wind, which talking with Coach Hoos before the game kind of surprised us both. Usually you want to kick with the wind and play the first quarter with it, but that means the Norwood Young America will get the slight breeze that there is out there in the second half, or second quarter, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, so we're about ready to go finally with this one here. As Sean said, Norwood Young America is going to kick off. Kickoff tonight brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Riley Lindquist is going to kick it off for Norwood Young America. And for the Rebels deep, should be, let's see, Gabe Bonsack is one of them, right?
Yep, Gavin Grunsky and Dylan Bonsack,
right,
are the two deep, deep guys.
And so we are ready to play here as the kicker for the Raiders of Norwood Young America, or Central High School, as they call it. Riley Lindquist kicks it off. Fairly short kick. Big run left side. Dylan Bonsack still on his feet across the 40, and he's going to get to near the 50-yard line here tonight on the opening kickoff. Well, that's a good start for USC there. A little shorter field as Dylan Bonsack returns one out to the 50-yard line. And that's where the Rebels will open up on offense.
Yeah, a little bit of speed and a little bit of shiftiness from Bonsack. Nice opening kickoff. Just got her out to midfield. Nice.
Colt Bullerman, of course, the quarterback for the Rebels. 6'1", 164-pound junior. And his running backs, Byron Getchell, we've talked about him. Dylan Bonsack, who just had that nice run back. And Isaiah Gonzalez, the senior, in the backfield, and the handoff goes to Gonzalez
That's Getchell.
Was it
right,
Getchell? Okay.
Right out of the, they're splitting Bullerman out over here, and that was a direct snap to Getchell.
Direct snap, okay.
So I don't know, from the Ricky Williams days, the Wildcat formation, and that's kind of what Bluers called it too, and they direct snap it to the tailback. And I saw him doing that pregame, too. I'm guessing that we're going to get a little bit of a dose of that, get an extra blocker this way.
To the Norwood 47, gain of 3, second down and 7 now for the Rebels.
Now Bullerman is taking the snap.
And he's back to throw this time on second down. Pressure, though, and down he goes. A sack back inside the 45-yard line. And that's going to make it third and long after a 3-yard gain on the first play. And a sack there brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth.
Looks like that was Carter Storms, 6'6", 235-pound junior getting there, or senior getting there from his left defensive end spot. And then they got 28 out there, Micah Finley. Or Finney?
Yep. Micah Finney, 6'5", 215 junior. These guys are big, aren't
yes,
they, Sean?
Yes, they are. They look like a nice defense.
Bullerman. Third and 16 now for Bullerman. Takes the snap, and he's not going to be able to throw that one. He takes off on the run, goes to the 43. Actually, it's going to net in another loss of a yard, and fourth and 17, and that drive is over with. Not the start the Rebels were hoping for.
No, Bullerman had time there for a little bit. He just couldn't find anybody open, and then the pocket kind of collapsed on him. Bullerman looks like he is the punter now, too, so we have options here for a fake. I don't see it at 4th and 15, but that is a threat with your quarterback punts.
Bullerman is the punter. Back deep on the punt return will be Braden Dent for the Raiders. Here's the kick, and a decent kick drives Dent back to the 15, and then he let it go through his hands and went out of bounds, and that turns out to be a decent punt there for Bullerman. And now we'll get a look at this offense for the Norwood Young America Raiders here. Jack Strickfadden, 6 foot, 185-pound senior. He's been their starter since last year, but we'll see Kyson Ivensky in the game as well, 6'4", 175-pound senior, and then they'll put Strickfadden out at a wideout. And as their coach says, they will throw the ball to each other. So here we go. Braden Dent wide out to the right. Braden Dogs is their other wide out. Number 13 from the I formation. Strickfadden on first and 10 from the 8-yard line. Back to throw.
Interception.
And that one's picked off.
Good job, Bullerman.
That is Colt Bullerman on the coverage there from his corner spot. Steps in front of that one and gets the pick intended for Braden Dogs. And right back to the Rebels it goes.
Norwood Young America with trying to announce their presence with authority there.
Yeah.
That was Ivensky, the big gunslinger. The taller kid who the coach said could chuck it. I think that kind of got stuck in his thumb there a little bit. It floated on him a little bit, a little wobbly. Great play there by Bullerman.
And a turnover there brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. Rebels get it on the Norwood 43, first and 10 after the interception, and a run to the left side for Dylan Bonsack, and he didn't get maybe a couple to the 41.
Nope, nice tackle there by 45. Tatum Lund. Yep. He's a big, thick linebacker, too. They fill out their uniforms nicely, I tell you.
These guys, we're not talking, there's some tall guys, too, but these guys are put together pretty well. Second down and 8 now. Rebels straight ahead run. And I believe that was Getchell on the carry.
Yeah, little trap. I liked it. Norwood looks like they're up a touchdown just when they keep walking off the bus.
Gain of 4 on that play by Getchell. Third and 4 now for USC down at the Norwood Young America 37. I think it would do the Rebels really good if they could score first in this game.
Well, I think this is 4-down territory if we find something positive here.
Here's the 3 backs right behind Colt Bullerman on 3rd and 4.
Got him to jump.
And handoff to Getchell, who stuffed at the 40 for a loss of 3. A flag on the play, though.
Micah Finney in the backfield. He's a big athletic linebacker, too. I think We got them to jump.
Five-yarder. Yep. Offside call on the Raiders. So that'll help. That should give the Rebels a first down.
It's going to be close.
Well, is it from the
end of the play or from the line of scrimmage?
It should be.
Third and five? Just whether or not it was third and five and a half or third and four and a half.
Well, we'll see when they put it down. Yep. All right, to the 32. So the offside gives the Rebels a first down. First and 10 at the Raider 32-yard line. So a little help on the penalty here, and the Rebels keep that live drive alive. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up your feeds that you need for your livestock and your livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. Hand off left side, and again, not a lot of room there. And on the carry, Byron Getchell again is going to be pushed backwards. He might have got forward progress for about a yard. Second and 9 coming up.
Who's that? 55.
That's Michael McAtoon. And he's not a little guy either.
No.
Another inside linebacker, 6'2", 225 senior. So up front they have this big Carter Storms on one end, their three-man front. 6'6", 225 senior. Their nose tackle is Raiden Slather, 6'1", 200 junior, and Taylor Hackbarth, 6'4", 215 junior, the other end. And they'll slide those outside linebackers up when they go more than a three-man front. Rebels pushing the pile forward. Nice. And that is close to a first down. Who the heck was in the middle of that? Was that
Getchell again?
Yeah.
A little scissors action. He kind of got the ball on the dive left. The other tailback went to the right. Kind of got it caught in a pile. He probably had about 2 or 3 yard gain there. And then with the help of the offensive line and his own power, pushed it forward about another 6-7 yards. Got a first down.
He did. I didn't think it was quite enough for the first down, but he did get it. First and 10 down to the 22-yard line now. Rebels keeping the drive alive. First and 10 at the Raider 22, trying to score first. Runners all lined up in right behind Bowlerman, and the handoff goes off a right tackle.
Gavin Bird on the carry.
And, yeah, Gavin Bird, who is a 5'6", 162-pound junior, will see some action back there. Gets the carry that time.
So when he's the fullback, then Getchell plays one of the other backs. So they're straight T formation. So he comes off. Now I'm guessing Getchell will be back into the fullback position.
And to the 21, a gain of about a yard on that play by Bird. Second down and 9 at the 21 now for USC. Bowlerman under center, hands it off left side.
Bonsack.
And Bonsack on the carry to about the 18 for 3.
Tackled by number 59. That would be Connor Hansen. No, third and 7, third and 6.
Third and about 6 from the 18-yard line for USC. Well, they were stymied and stuffed on their first possession, but on the first play from scrimmage from Norwood, Rebels get an interception. And now working on a drive here with a third and 6 at the Raider 18-yard line. Handoff goes straight ahead.
Getchell on a quick hitter.
Yep, that one is going to be a short gain to the 15 or 16, bringing up a fourth down now for USC. Ball just shy of the 15-yard line. We'll call it 4th and 3 right there for USC. Big fourth down here.
Isaiah Gonzalez is that other tailback that's shifting in when between him and Bird. When Bird moves to the fullback, or when Bird comes out, Getchell's the fullback, and Isaiah Gonzalez is the other tailback.
So here we go, 4th and 3. Handoff goes to Getchell, and he's not going to get there.
Close.
Got to the 14, but that's going to be a yard or two short, and the ball's going to go back over to Norwood Young America as they stop USC on downs here.
So, if you were going to ask Coach Mickey how the first 8 minutes of this game were going to go, I think he would be content.
Yeah.
Happy.
He's kept their offense off the field. That's part of the goal here tonight.
Yeah, running the ball does that. Bonsack now limping off. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yeah, they already have a few injuries. They don't need any more. So Norwood Young America takes over. First and 10 on their own 14-yard line. And they'll try a run play to start this drive. And it's straight ahead to Trevor Herman, who's in there, 6 foot, 205-pound senior. And he goes to about the 19-yard line, picked up a quick 4 on that play.
Getchell and Cassens on the tackle. Norwood Young America, if you're listening and curious, they're complete spread offense, trips, spread, one tailback.
And 3 to the right on second down and 6 from the 18. They stay on the ground.
Ball
up, and the ball comes loose on a carry by Hunter Sundheimer. 6 foot, 170-pound senior, one of their other running backs. That squirted right out of there, yeah. But the Raiders get lucky and fall on it.
Yeah, bounced right up to him. Getchell causing the fumble.
And they get a 4-yard gain out of the play. Third down and 2 now from the 22-yard line. Maybe a yard and a half or so to the first down for the Raiders. Here they are on third and down, and they'll stay on the ground again, and they aren't going to get the first down there. Who was that?
Byron Getchell.
He was right there and stuffed the running back at the line of scrimmage. No gain. And a fourth down now for the Raiders. We presume a punting situation.
Well, 5 in, 5 out, I would guess. 7 in. Yeah, there's 7, 9.
Dane Pauley will be the punter. And Colt Bullerman will drop deep for the Rebels to receive. Nope, they're going to switch that out now. And Noah Barnett comes in to receive it. Noah's got a broken hand, but it's something going on with his left hand. He's wearing a cast.
Oh.
Oh, a shank on the punt, and that sails out of bounds at the 30-yard line or so, and the Rebels are going to get great field position again.
Dane Pauley there trying to do that kind of the rugby punt at the college and NFL, some of them guys do now, and as he was jogging to his right, kicked it right off his shin.
Yeah. That thing went straight sideways,
yes.
Almost.
Yes. In the golf world, we call that a shank.
Don't say that out loud.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, Randy. It is what it is. Hey, we got great field position here again. We're at the 30-yard line.
Rebels need to take advantage of this here. They've had the ball on their end here since the opening kickoff was returned to the 50 by Dylan Bonsack. Then they took over on an interception at their Norwood 43. Now they'll get it first and 10 at Norwood's 30-yard line to start this drive. Great opportunity for USC.
Guys. 2, 4, 6, 8. Nope, they're guys short. Gonna have to call a timeout.
All right, Rebels. Not sure why you would be confused.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10 guys.
We're missing a guy. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. USC and Norwood Young America back after this timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in Wells, no score, 2:45 to go first quarter. We figure they were short a guy because Bonsack limped off a while ago, Sean, and I don't think anybody came in for him.
Correct. They were missing a back.
And so who's in there now?
Well, Bird is the fullback now, and
all right.
Getchell plays the other tailback.
And they give it to Getchell right side. Decent gain there, down to about the 27. And second down coming up for USC.
I wouldn't mind seeing him go back to that Wildcat and snap it directly to Getchell. I thought that was a nice positive play in the first one of the game.
Second and 7 from the 27 now for USC. They're down. They've had the field position here in the first quarter. They got to take advantage of this here and get a score.
Yeah, we need some points.
Second down and 7 at the Norwood 27-yard line. Three backs in there again behind Bullerman under center.
False
somebody
start.
Jumped.
Oh, they didn't call it.
No flag?
Looked like an accordion.
Yeah. And the handoff goes to the left side for a short 1 yard gain there by Getchell again, or was that? No, Dylan Bonsack under the pile there. Third down and six now for USC at the Raider 26.
Connor Hanson on the tackle again.
I don't know why I don't have him on the defensive chart here. He wasn't given to me, but he's in there a lot.
Yeah, they've kind of shifted from that. They've gone.
Yeah, the three-man front.
The three-man front against this offense isn't the way to go, so they got an extra guy in there.
Yep.
Quick and trap.
There's a straight-ahead run on the trap to
Bird,
and he goes to the 23, picked up about three, and another fourth down facing the Rebels. Fourth and about 3 yards to go, 4 yards to go from the 24. So you'd like to get these fourth down plays a few yards shorter, but we'll see. They had a fourth and three, and their series ended on the last possession. Fourth and four this time now from the 24. Maybe a pass. Huh? Should we throw it
play
this time?
Action.
All right, here we go. Everybody packed in tight again on fourth and four from the 24. They are going to throw. Back to throw. Bullerman under pressure. County goes again. Another sack at the 30-yard line. And that was 23, Taylor Hackbarth, I think, right?
Yeah.
Hackbarth, the big 6'4", 215-pound junior, gets to Bullerman, sacks him, and ends that drive. Another sack. Brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. And again, a Rebel drive comes to an end. Norwood gets it back. First and 10 on their own 31. They'll go on the ground again. And whistles all over the place here. And what do we have going on here? That play whistled down. Just as it was being, the handoff was made.
Six, eight, ten. I think TJ called a timeout.
Did he?
He might have, because they had 12 guys on the field. They had a guy running off. He was at about the numbers when they snapped the ball. So,
they must have got the timeout before, because there's no flag, right?
No.
All right, 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Still no score.
Yeah.
USC, Norwood Young America. Yeah, we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, USC has one timeout left, it says, so I'm guessing that's what happened.
So the Rebels have had to burn a couple timeouts here in this quarter already.
They have controlled the first half, though, or the first quarter here.
Yeah.
Just no points to show for it. A few first downs, though. Norwood Young America still looking for their first down.
All right. They've got it first and 10 on their own 31. 26 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And let's see, who's quarterback in on this
three.
Play? Okay, Strickfadden's in there. They go on the ground again. Nice hole this time. Hunter Sudheimer on the carry, and they'll get their initial first down on that run on a good one by Sudheimer out to the 50-yard line.
Yep. It's just a straight kind of zone read, I would call it, out of this. See, this is what makes this offense tough to defend in high school football, because you spread people out so far, and if you got a line that's nice like this and a tailback that can move, it's tough, because you can only really defend it with six in the box, because you need an extra DB with all the receivers. Now they got a tight end here, though. Now,
all right, on first and 10 from the 50-yard line. After a 19-yard gain on that run by Sudheimer, but the quarter's going to run out before they get the playoff. So we've played one quarter, and there's still no score here in Wells. United South Central nothing, Norwood Young America nothing. We're back after this one-minute timeout.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Oh, baby.
Back here in Wells as we head to quarter number two. It is no score here between USC and Norwood Young America. And it'll be first and 10 for Norwood.
No, second. They just threw a pass while we were getting an update from how our radio not sounding great. They threw it, tried a deep pass there to number 17, and it fell incomplete. Wickenhauser,
yep, Zach Wickenhauser, 6'1", 200-pound senior, so incomplete. Second and 10 from the 50. Handoff goes to Hunter Sutheimer again, and he got another decent run there. That should be enough for a first down to the Rebel 40. We'll see where the spot goes, but, yep, it is enough for the first down.
Bullerman on the tackle. We had him a couple times there in the backfield, but shifty enough to make us miss. Nice run. Good open field tackle by Bullerman. Yes. Doesn't surprise you when a wrestler makes an open field tackle, though.
First and 10 on the 39-yard line now for the Norwood Young America Central High School, as they call it, the Raiders. And from the shotgun, the quarterback is Strickfadden. Handoff straight ahead. And not a lot of room on that run.
Trevin Herman on the run.
Trevin Herman, he's a 6 foot, 205-pound senior. He'll share time with Sutheimer here today.
76 there for the Rebels. Jacob Gunzenhauser at the bottom of the pile there for the Rebels.
No gain on that play. Second down and 10 now at the 39.
No, we got
another timeout. Norwood Young America
this
took
week
this one. Another timeout. Raiders take it this time. 10:57 to go in the second quarter. No score. USC and Norwood Young America. We're back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook. And we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Back here in Wells, second down and 10 for the Raiders at the Rebel 39-yard line. And here's a run by Strickfadden, the quarterback, and he gets around the corner left side and has some room down to the 22 of USC, and that's a first down.
Yeah, just quarterback sweep the whole way out of a bunch left formation, just following his tailback around the end. Nice play concept, nice play design.
And it results in another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago. First and 10 for the Raiders. They keep the drive going at the Rebel 22-yard line. Strickfadden wants to throw, but a whistle. That play whistled down.
That was the same formation the other way. So they got a bunch right with a tight end left.
And a penalty, though, on the Raiders, a false start.
I think that was a good thing, too, because they had one of those bunch receivers on the right running a kind of a cross all the way back across the field, and he looked open, and that's where the quarterback was looking.
5-yard penalty, first and 15 now for the Raiders from the USC 27. Blue Earth area, Jackson County Central. What'd you say, 16 to nothing?
No, 24 nothing. 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Oh, boy. JCC is something. First and 15 of the 27. Back to throw.
Same play.
Pass out in the right side. Caught. And pretty good cover. Oh, then he slipped away after initial tackle was missed. And that was caught, I think, by Hunter Sudheimer, or was that Wickenhauser? Wickenhauser, okay.
Yep, they had the crossing route covered that time that they didn't in the with the false start, but they missed the back out in the backfield.
Managed to get 10 on that, and it's second down and 5 now at the 17-yard line. At the Rebel 17, Norwood on the drive, trying to score first here in a game that's no score so far. Handoff goes, right side, Trevin Herman on the carry. And he won't get the first down, but gets a few yards, bringing up a third down now for the Raiders.
Nice open field tackle there by Isaiah Gonzalez.
Gain of only a yard, I guess, on the play.
He's a wrestler, too.
Third down and 3 or 4 here for the Raiders. Strickfaden back to throw. Fires left side. Caught at the 10 and tackled is Braden Dent. But he'll have enough for a Raider first down. I think he's inside the 10, so it'll be first and goal.
Barnett and Isaiah Gonzalez on the coverage there. Just a speed out from the slot receiver there.
And a first and goal now for the Raiders at the Rebel 9-yard line. Threatening to score now. Strickfaden hands off to Herman. Herman off right tackle. Big hole. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown on a 9-yard run there by Trevin Herman. And Norwood Young America gets on the board first.
Yeah, the offensive linemen from Central here are starting to lean on the defensive linemen from USC, but USC's got guys playing both ways. Norwood's subbing in and out, and that makes a big difference. We're getting wore down here early.
Extra point try coming now from Riley. Oh, wait a minute. We have a different guy in
16.
There. 16.
Malcolm Benny? No.
That is, yep, Malcolm Benny.
Freshman.
And he put it through. Another touchdown there brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models. That's Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. 9:16 to go in the first half. 7-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard of Blue Earth and Fairmont back in 30 seconds.
Want to bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Wells, a 9-play, 69-yard drive for the Raiders. And Trevin Herman on a 9-yard touchdown run, the kick good. And the Raiders up 7-0. Here's the kickoff coming, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. If you've got an event coming up, check them out at stageonesound.com. Kickoff guy, Riley Lindquist, kicks it to the near side, and it went out of bounds.
Angel DeJesus back there to return the kick. Bonsack was not that time. He did limp off earlier, but he has been back in the game since, so they probably just protect him on the kickoff return there. Grunsky was the other deep guy.
And so the Rebels get it back here. Rebels have had... That first quarter, they had some opportunities, Sean, with good field position, but they're having trouble keeping the drives going here against this defense.
Yeah, like 3 yards in a cloud of dust here, but you've gotten 2 yards and then 4 yards and 1 yard, and it's just not quite enough. They have been able to run the ball a little bit, though.
And they'll take it first and 10 on the 35 after the opening, or after the kickoff went out of bounds. Down to 9:16 left to go in the first half. So Norwood Young America finally getting on the board after a couple of possessions for them. 7-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard.
not to take anything away from the Rebels perimeter guys, it's just Central is big, tall, and fast on the perimeter, too. It's tough to get open.
So here we go, first and 10. Bowlerman gets it off to, who was that?
22.
Is that Dylan Bonsack? Was it 22?
25.
20. Yeah, I thought that. Isaiah Gonzalez.
Isaiah Gonzalez.
The 5'7 senior with the carry on that one. And he picks up about 3 to the 38. Second down and 7 there for USC.
Bowlerman getting the play from Coach Schmitke.
TJ used to run in an offense like this in his coaching days.
I think that if TJ had his druthers, he would run a spread offense.
Yeah, but that's what I thought,
with
too.
With a tailback like Getchell, this kind of makes sense.
Second down and 7 at the 38. And handoff goes right side. Nothing doing there on the carry by Dylan Bonsack that time. Nope,
Gonzalez
that.
Again.
That's Gonzalez again.
Yeah, now Central's just got putting too many guys up on the line of scrimmage. More guys and more gaps than we can handle, or that the Rebels can handle.
Lost a yard there to the 37. Third down and 8 now for USC.
Caleb Whiteside coming into the game. It's just tough when you can't get a push up front because there's just too many guys there to block. They have no respect for the pass game here at the Rebels, that's for sure. Maybe we can sneak one past them.
Third down and 8. Here's the handoff. Nope. Play action, and they throw it left side, and they had a play there. It was right to Gonzalez, but couldn't make the catch. There was some room there, Sean.
It was a good pass. It's just tough to run that route and catch that ball as it's coming over your head a little bit like that. Just out into the flat, kind of a swing pattern. I think Isaiah beats him to the first down marker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a step on the defender. I don't think he scores, but I think he gets a first down.
So instead, it's 4th and 8 at the 37, and the Rebels will be forced to punt it away as Colt Bowlerman on to kick it, and he kicks it toward the far sideline, gets a good roll down to near the 30 as the return man, Braden Dent, not able to even get his hands on that one. So the Raiders will take over 1st and 10 on their own 31-yard line. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, the Central Raiders leading 7-0 with 7:22 left to go here in the first half. Don't even know if we want to check on the Blue Earth area score. That's getting ugly early there, isn't it?
Yeah, I won't even know who to ask. There we go.
So here's a 1st and 10 now. Back to throw, Strickfadden going deep down the near side. It's caught at the 40, 35, and run out of bounds near the 32-yard line. The catch by Braden Dent, the junior. And a big play there for the Raiders.
Nice route there, kind of a post corner. Well run. Bowlerman got his hips turned around and lost the step in the transfer back around, but wasn't in terrible position.
And another first down, Raiders, brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169, Winnebago. On the ground they go this time on 1st and 10 from the Rebel 38-yard line, and that one doesn't go anywhere.
Gavin Bird and Byron Getchell meeting at the tailback. Loss of 2.
Loss 2 on the play. 2nd and 12 at the Rebel 40-yard line.
That was nice linebacker play by both of them.
So a 12-yard, needing 12 for the first down now for the Raiders. Back to throw, Strickfadden again. Looks deep over the middle, and it is incomplete. That one was dangerously close to being picked off.
Yeah, well, Bird came on a blitz there. He was actually throwing the crosser. And it hit number 7. Who's number 7? Angel DeJesus was covering the post behind it, and it actually got overthrown and hit DeJesus in the kind of in the hip as he was running. Didn't really see it.
So it is a third down and 12 now for the Raiders at the Rebel 40-yard line. Rick Fadden still in there at quarterback, looking left side, throws incomplete. Two guys on the coverage of Dent there.
That was nice coverage there. Had him over the top and underneath. Well done by Noah Barnett and Colt Bullerman. Here's where we want him, fourth and...
Jackson County Central now up 38-0 in the middle of the second quarter over Blue Earth area.
Just a... Roman Boss is good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's only a junior, too. This guy's been around forever.
Well, between you, me, and the wall, I think he's of legal gambling age, though, already.
Fourth and 12 from the 40, and this will be a punting situation. Dane Pauley's on to kick it away for Norwood Young America. Yeah. And now a timeout called, I think.
At least that's the rumor. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. He's an 18-year-old junior.
So timeout called, 6:28 left to go here in the first half on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. It's Central leading USC 7-0. Back in a moment.
Staline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here in Wells, and we have 6:28 to go here in the first half. 7-0, Norwood Young America leading, and they've got their punting team on here. And so here's Dane Pauley, takes the snap.
Much kick better punt.
Is a good one, but it's going to sail into the end zone. And the Rebels will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. What do the Rebels got to do to get some offense going here, Sean?
Well, I think they got to sneak a pass play on first down. Central selling out to the run. Easier said than done, though. I mean, Central on the perimeter is just they're lengthy, and they're athletic, they're fast, and we're running routes from that tight end position, and their DNs are doing a good job of getting a jam on the tight end when he does want to get out. It kind of delays the pass, which shortens up Bullerman's time to throw, also because the receiver's not into the pattern as long.
First and 10 on the 20, so we'll see.
6-minute, 20-second touchdown drive here, though.
All right, straight ahead they go. Just a straight dive on that play for a couple.
There's part of this, though, that you got to do what you do well, and this is what USC does well, and you just say, hey, we're going to, what we do well, hopefully what we do well is good enough.
And they get 2 yards on that play. They're going to need more on than a couple yards to carry, though, that's for sure. No. Second and 8 at the 22.
I would maybe go back to Getchell, get that extra blocker when they're loading up the box. That might help a little bit.
We've seen Isaiah Gonzalez running quite a bit here the last few plays.
Oh, that's a false start. They did.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep, number 12. A little early.
Caleb Whiteside. So that'll bring it back to the...
Now, this does not benefit USC here at all, you being behind the sticks.
Second down and 13 now from the 17-yard line after the 5-yard penalty. Cole Bullerman gets the play. TJ sending it in. And so far, the Rebel run game not able to solve this defense of Norwood Young America.
Well, they got 8-9 guys in the box.
Second down, 13. They stay on the ground. And picking his way through to the 22-yard line is that Gonzalez again on that carry?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you can make a miss, though, if you can make a miss and get through that first wave of guys, there's not anything left. A couple safeties over the top, but for a broken tackle away from a big play.
Third down and 9 from the 21, a gain of about 4 on that run by Gonzalez. Bullerman in with the play as the clock continues to run here in the first half, down to 4:26 left to go till halftime. Third and 9. Bullerman under center, the three backs behind him, double tight. And they stay on the ground. Handoff goes left side. That was either Getchell or Gonzalez. I didn't see who got it there. See who emerges from the bottom of the pile here. Was it Gonzalez again?
Okay. I think so.
So Gonzalez goes to the 25, picked up about 4, but that's going to bring up a tough 4th and 5 here for USC.
You know, last time Bullerman did this rugby punt, I think he could have ran for the first down. Let's see what happens here.
And so Bullerman in punt formation. Braden Dent back deep. Low line drive kick that's going to roll across the 50. And down to about the 44-yard line.
That was a quick punt. Get it, get rid of it. Backed up in your own territory there.
And where do they mark it here? It looks like 49-yard line is where it's going to be. So pretty good field position for Norwood Young America with 3:15. Despite the woes on offense here, the fact that they've limited the Raider offense here, they've kept it close at least here. I mean, this thing is could have gotten out of hand here in the first half, but the Rebels have stayed close. Back to throw. Here's Kyson Evensky in at the quarterback spot now. And he goes deep over the middle, but incomplete.
Wickenhauser, I don't understand that. That double post from the inside guys running right into each other. I don't even know which one he was really throwing it to. It looked like 17, but the other...
Yeah, that was Strickfaden was the other guy in the middle there.
Yeah.
Who will move out to a wide end when wide out when Evensky comes in at quarterback, and he's a good-looking junior they have now, 6'4", 175-pounder.
Looked like straight out of the Les Steckel playbook.
Second down and 10 now at the 49. Evensky still in at quarterback, throws left side. This one's caught near side. First down and more as the catch made by Braden Dogs. And he's pushed out of bounds, but not till he gets to the Rebel 27-yard line.
That was just a simple hitch route. Caught it, and Bullerman lost his outside leverage. And Dogs spun to the sideline and kind of left Bullerman standing there and down the sideline for about another 15 yards.
First and 10 at the 28-yard line of USC now as the Raiders on the move, down to 3:01 left to go here in the first half. Shotgun for Evensky, who's been in on the quarterback spot this series. Back to throw, downfield, and incomplete in the direction of Jack Strickfaden. Overthrew him, though, and a second and 10 coming up.
Yeah. Who did these guys play the first 2 weeks?
Let's see. Who was it? They played New Richland last week.
Oh.
Now I can't remember who it was the first week, but they won big both games.
Because that pass wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't. So you're questioning now.
Well, in the pregame, I thought we were going to be watching Tommy Kramer and Wade Wilson go at it here. Looks more like Joel Webb.
Second down and 10 at the 28-yard line. Evensky hands it off this time. Herman
nice
who has
tackle.
The touchdown, and he'll go nowhere. Nice job by the Rebels there. And that's no gain. Third down and 10.
Isaiah Gonzalez, too. Another wrestler out there in open field making plays.
So third down, 10 to go from the USC 28-yard line for the Raiders. And Kyson Hovensky continues here at quarterback in this series.
That bunch left again.
Strickfaden over in that bunch, back to throw, looking left. Now comes back over the middle, and it's caught, but it'll be short of the first down. As that one caught and wrestled down near the, just inside the 25-yard line.
Avery Crawford on the tackle there. That was just a button-up hook, or a little curl route.
Yeah, Braden Dent was the guy that caught it. Brings up a fourth down.
It's a big play, a minute 53 left.
Yeah, Rebels need a stop here to stay close. It's fourth down. And ball at the Rebel 22.
Quarterback sweep again.
Here's the run by Strickfaden, left side. And he is going to be enough for the first down, it looks like.
They get us out, or they get USC outnumbered out there. With the three receivers, and they went to take away the sweep, so both Bullerman and Barnett jumped outside to take away the sweep, and the quarterback did a good job of kind of cutting it up then. But more guys out there, more blockers than, and that's why I think USC should run the quarterback or snap it to Getchell. You just get that extra blocker.
First and 10 at the 15 is where that run goes to, so on fourth down they convert. 1:35 left to go in the first half. Norwood trying to punch one in before halftime. Hovensky back in there at quarterback now, going deep down the far side to the corner, but that's way out of bounds. Incomplete.
Good coverage there by DeJesus.
Dent was the intended receiver. He actually caught it, but he was out of bounds a ways.
No, he dropped it.
Oh, didn't he even catch it? Okay.
No.
Second and 10 at the 15.
It was a good throw. It was just 4 yards out of bounds.
Yep. Second down, 10 to go. Rebel 15 for the Raiders. Hovensky, the junior, in there in the shotgun. Straight drop. Wants to throw again. Goes to the corner of the end zone. Wide open, and he overthrew him. Braden Dent, the intended receiver. That was six.
Yes. Crawford fell down on it was a post corner, and as he got out of his break, great route. It was a great route.
I'm starting to question this whole thing, too. Hovensky can throw it. He's got it. Throws a nice ball, but he hasn't been accurate.
No.
Here.
No.
Third down and 10 now at the 15-yard line for the Raiders. And they'll send Braden Dogs out to the right. Dent comes left. And Storms in the slot. Back to throw to the corner. Oh, oops, his
miscommunication there.
Cut the wrong way. Incomplete. Fourth and 10 now at the 15-yard line. So fourth down now. And if the Rebels can get a stop here and go to the locker room only down by 7, I call that a win here in the first half.
I would say yes.
Even though their offense is sputtered, just holding this high-powered offense to 7. We'll see what happens. It's 4th and 10 right now. Strickfaden back in at quarterback, throws left side. It's caught. Is that a touchdown? It is. Oh, man, that was good coverage,
yeah.
I thought, there, too.
Noah Barnett, good coverage.
And it was caught, though, for the touchdown by number 17, Zach Wickenhauser makes the catch. And on a 4th and 10 from the 15, the Raiders strike for another touchdown. Brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Just another post corner.
And here's the extra point kick, good by Malcolm Fenney. And now with 1:14 to go on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard left here in the first half. Norwood Young America up on USC 14-0. Back in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weavers has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Yep. Is that what you headed at?
Yep. Back here in Wells, The Raiders completing a 10-play, 51-yard drive there. Strickfaden to Wickenhauser for a 15-yard touchdown pass, and the kick good. 14-0 now. Raiders with the lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Kickoff coming, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound. Check them out at stageonesound.com. And here's the kickoff by Riley Lindquist. Fielded at the 15-yard line.
Oh,
and
flag.
DeJesus on the return. Slips a few tackles and gets across the 25-yard line before he's finally brought down.
I don't know what the flag is over there.
Yeah, we got a flag, don't we? So we'll see what that's all about. 1:04 left to go in the first half.
It'll be interesting to see if Coach Mitchie tries to put it in the air or says, okay, 14-0, let's regroup at half. Got to be, the holding penalty probably makes it an easier decision.
Yeah, that's what the call is, a hold on the return. It'll push the Rebels back kind of deep in their territory. Down to, what, the
15?
10 even, yeah.
We're
15. Okay. So first and 10 at the 15. And only 1:04 left here in the first half. So we'll see what USC does here. I can't imagine they're going to throw in a gadget play of any kind here.
Central has two timeouts left. Something to look at.
And the handoff goes off left tackle. We'll see if they take timeouts here or just let it run. Looks like Coach Goodwin is not going to use the timeouts here.
Well, USC should still use the entire play clock here, though.
Second down and about 8. One more play, maybe, till halftime. Second down, 8 yards to go, and Rebels with Bullerman under center. They'll hand it off straight ahead, and just as we kind of thought maybe they would do, USC content to run the rest of the clock out here and go to the locker room and try to figure out how to get some points on the board. As we've made it to halftime here in Wells. And the Rebels on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, down by a couple touchdowns at the half. It is Central High School of Norwood Young America leading USC 14-0. We're back with our halftime report coming up after this timeout.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here in Wells and halftime, Norwood Young America leading 14-0. Time for the Hodges Halftime Report, being brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. And at half, as we mentioned, 14-0. Norwood Young America with the lead. Brad, who's joining us? One of the Rebel assistant coaches here to talk about the first half. And Brad, I don't want to call this a victory, but, you know, this is a pretty power or high-powered offense here. You actually had a chance to keep it to 7-0 at the half. They got that one last play right for a touchdown at the end of the half.
Yeah, they did. And we had excellent coverage.
Yes.
I mean,
Noah Barnett was right on him.
He did. It was a great play by them. And like you said, 7-0 going into halftime would have been really nice. But, you know, 14, you know, coming in this game, if you said that, we'd take that right now. We're going to make some adjustments at halftime. Some blocking schemes we're going to adjust a little bit.
That's what I was going to ask you. You got to get the run game going if you're going to stick with that, which is the bread and butter of the Rebels, of course. And they've defensed it well. They're really packing it in up front. And what do you got to do to kind of change things there?
Well, we just got to communicate a little better of who we got on the line. And then not have any penalties, because with the offense that we got to run against them, you know, we got to get 3 yards a pop each time. And then we get a penalty for whatever reason, you know, a false start or whatever, that puts us back. And then that puts us in a big, big hole, because we cannot throw the ball very well into the wind, especially.
Mm-hmm. Can we throw the ball if we have to?
Oh, yeah. We can throw it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot better with the wind. You know, we had some guys open. We just didn't get enough time to throw it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
These guys are big, though, aren't they?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yep. Yep. They're a little bigger than – their tight ends are a little bigger than our DNs mm-hmm. right now. But the kids are fighting hard. We just hope that we can continue this in the second half and maybe, you know, sustain a drive again and work some time off the clock and get some points.
All right. Any other final thoughts on the first half here, Brad?
No, I think the you know, the special teams are doing well for us. We did punted the ball out of there and had some good returns. So
that first quarter with the opening kickoff to the 50, I mean, you had it on their end the whole time. I was hoping we could score first, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, that would have been nice, Randy.
All right, Brad, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Brad Hoos speaking with us here at the half. And the Raiders up 14-0. We'll come back. Scoring summary from the first half after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, back here at Wells halftime, let's take a look at the scoring summary. The couple of touchdowns by the Raiders. They scored on their second possession, a 9-play, 69-yard drive. And it was Trevin Herman on a 9-yard run to cap that one off. The extra point kick was good by Malcolm Penny, and that made it 7-0. A couple of possessions later, that drive right at the end of the first half, Rebels were hoping to keep them out and hold a 7-point deficit at the half, but on a 4th and 10 at the Rebel 15-yard line, they get a touchdown. It was quarterback Jack Strickfadden on a 15-yard pass caught by Zach Wickenhauser. And that was a 10-play, 51-yard drive. Strickfadden to Wickenhauser for the touchdown. The kick was good. That made it 14-0, and that's where we are right now. A 14-0 lead for Norwood Young America over USC here at the half. And there you go. That's your halftime report. The Hodges halftime report brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. We're going to check in on our prep sports update coming up here in just a bit after we take this two-minute timeout.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Friday, September 13th, sponsored by Friends and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. Week 3 of the high school football season is upon us. In fact, we had a handful of games already last night. Thursday's winners include Duluth Denfeld, who has a pair of running backs you'll hear a lot about this year. Frazee, Eden Prairie, Shakopee all winners, plus Minnetonka knocked off number 1 Edina. We've got about 170 more games to play yet this weekend. One to watch is a battle of the unbeatens as Bemidji travels to Moorhead. The hometown Spuds feature quarterback Jet Feeney. He's one of the tops in the state. Through two games, he's thrown for 500 yards and 10 touchdowns. We'll see how he does tonight against a stingy Lumberjack defense. And now it's time for our Hometown Heroes segment. That's when Mike Grimm, voice of the Gophers, sits down with a former Minnesota high school football standout who decided to stay home and play for the U. This week, it's Garrison Monroe from Shakopee.
Your background then in Shakopee, what's it like now playing for and representing, coming out of that tunnel, your home state team and wearing maroon and gold?
It's awesome. I mean, I always wanted it. Like, so I came to camp. I don't know if you guys know. I came to camp and I did pretty well. And then they Minnesota was the first school that really wanted me. So like they always had a special place in my heart. And I mean, I've grown up watching Minnesota and. Like, especially, like, as a hometown kid, like, you want to be here. Like, this is where you want to be. So it was just awesome. And then, like, just being able to represent Shakopee, I mean, I'm 20 minutes away. So, like, everybody can watch me on TV, and, like, I can get some of my friends to the games and stuff. So it's really awesome. I mean, I was really close to my head coach, Ray Benton. Shout out to him. Shout out to Coach Tedens, too. I was really close with my coaches there. And I mean, Coach Benton really helped me with my recruiting.
That's this week's hometown hero, Garrison Monroe. You'll hear more from him tonight on After the Game. Yes, every game night from 9:30 to 11, we're right here on Minnesota Sports Radio, breaking down scores and highlights from all across the state.
Hi, it's Jim Erickson from Bob FM and the state tournaments on 45 TV. And to you, Ryan, congratulations on show number 5,000 for the Minnesota Sports Prep Update.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
You may shop local, but do you bank local?
When you open a checking or savings account with Franz and Bank and Trust, you're also investing in your community. Our approach puts focus on local decision-making, employees that are engaged in their community, and providing financial resources locally. Connect with your local Franz and Bank to learn how our checking, savings, lending, or other financial services can better support you and your business. Visit franzandbank.com to start banking local. Franz and Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. Member FDIC.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
It's a fact, the area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in Wells, and again at halftime, Norwood Young America leading 14-0 over USC. Other scores around the area here tonight. Redwood Valley leading Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 14-8 in the third quarter. Cleveland leads JWP 7-0. That was at the end of the first quarter. That must be further in than that by now. Le Sueur Henderson leads Minnesota Valley Lutheran 21-0 in the third. Jackson County Central up on Blue Earth Area 38-0 at halftime. Randolph over St. Clair Loyola 20-0. That's in the third. Let's see who else around the area. Pipestone up on Maple River 13-7. That was at halftime, the last score we saw there. Chatfield and Caledonia are playing tonight. Chatfield leads Caledonia 14-0 at halftime in that one.
I think that's a battle of the number one and number two ranked teams.
Yep. And New Richland over Monoy. We don't even have a score on that one yet. Fairmont doesn't play till tomorrow.
How about the Minneota Bold score? Did they have one up there?
Minneota and Bold. Yes, 28-0. Minneota leads.
That's like 1-2 in Class A, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, there must be a difference between 1 and 2 there then, huh?
Minneota's good.
Yeah. So 28-0 there. Let's see. Martin County West leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 22-7.
Nice.
Bob Hansen's home area there. Fillmore Central's up 54-8 on Bethlehem Academy.
The Fillmore Central fighting Hansen's?
Are they that good?
Who are they playing?
Well, Bethlehem Academy, who usually isn't terrible, but they must be down. Goodhue's up on Rushford Peterson 16-0. Windham on Murray County Central 9-8. Adrian Ellsworth and St. James are tied 0-0 at halftime. Blooming Prairie over Wabashaw Kellogg 28-3. And that's about it, I guess. So there's some scores from around the area. Well, Sean, what what do the Rebels got to do? They got to get something going offensively. I mean, their defense has been pretty decent here. Take away that one touchdown right at the end of the first half. This could be a one-score game.
Take away that. Or if USC is able to capitalize on their great field position the first 8 minutes of the game, we're singing a little bit different tune here. I think they got to stay to who they are a little bit. And like I said in the pregame, they want to be able to throw when they want, not when they have. They tried there on second down that first possession after the first nice run by Getchell out of the Wildcat. We haven't seen Wildcat again since that play. Maybe with them creeping into the box. I mean, they got 8-9 guys in the box. It's going to be hard to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what USC wants to do. So, I mean, do you stay committed to it?
Well, Brad Hoos talked about different blocking schemes, so I think they are going to stay with it. And we'll see if they can come up with something that'll open holes, because they haven't had any good, 4, 5, 6 yard runs really here in the first half.
Well, if you think about it though, if you take away your quarterback and the three backs in the backfield, you have 7 guys left, and if they got 8 and 9 guys up there, you don't have enough to block them. So I wouldn't mind seeing the Wildcat again. I'm not trying to tell Coach Mickey what to do or question him. I'm just saying that does give you one extra blocker, but it also brings the – and then that splits Bullerman out and split those receivers out, remove a couple guys from the box at least, and then maybe spread some people out – or spread them out to run the ball.
Caleb Whiteside is going to kick it off for USC to start the second half. And boom, here we go. Nice line drive, kick drives Braden Dent back to the 8-yard line. He returns it up the middle and is tackled near the 25. And the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound. They bring you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, check out stageonesound.com.
Braden Mattoon on the tackle there. Nice tackle in the open field by Braden.
And so here we go. The Raiders first and 10, ball at their own 25-yard line to start the third quarter.
If I got a sense of this quarter, Coach, I'm thinking this is going to be a try to home run it here.
And Strickfadden, that is, back to throw, and he hooks up on the left side for a 15-yard gain, or 10-yard, 12-yard gain or so on the left side. And a good throw on first down for a first down there.
That was Wickenhauser again.
Wickenhauser, the slot guy, makes the catch.
Yep, that's just a straight go on the outside receiver, and the slot receiver runs a 10-yard out, 8-yard out. Nice concept, tough to defend.
First and 10 at the 37, 12-yard gain there. Strickfadden back to throw, screen over the middle, caught, and that is Trevin Herman, I think, that made the catch there, goes to the 41.
Well defended there by Gavin Bird.
Picked up 4, though, 2nd and 6 at the 41-yard line. Little screen over the middle. We haven't really seen that from the Raiders yet.
And
2nd and 6 now.
Wing right.
Strickfadden back to throw again. 2-step drop. Fires deep down the far side, and it is caught at the Rebel 28-yard line. Coming back for that one, Braden Dent hauls it in.
Noah Barnett, go ahead.
I was just going to say another first down.
Noah Barnett on the coverage there. It was perfect coverage, and he stuck his arm up there to try to bat it away just a split second too late. But there's a
penalty here, isn't there? That's going to erase that play. That was a biggie, too, down to the Rebel 32-yard line, but it'll come back to the 40, and it's going to be 2nd and 7 there for the Raiders. Was it a holding call? Or what was that? Well, they put it now on the 41.
What's
2nd and 6.
They got a third down. That must have been...
Do they have third down? Don't you get the down over? Back to throw. Oh, caught a wobbly pass, but it's caught by Zach Wickenhauser again, and that's a first down.
Well, they lost the down? Who came back to? I don't know what the what the deal was there. Maybe it was an offensive pass interference and a spot foul.
Okay, well, anyway, they, it didn't matter because Strickfaden threw a wobbler to Zach Wickenhauser, who hauled it in for a first down to the Rebel 31-yard line. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10, Rebel 31. Strickfaden back to throw. Throws deep down the far sideline. Tipped away. And, boy, a lot of Rebels around one receiver over there, Braden Dent.
Yep, so that's a tray formation. Two receivers and a tight end on the same side. They sent the one receiver to the corner, and the other guy did an out, and he was wide open because we had the other guy doubled. I'm guessing their coaches saw what I saw. Won't be surprised if we see that concept again here down the road. We got to cover up this Wickenhauser, though, too.
So it'll be second and 10 now at the 31-yard line. 36-yard line, I should say. Back to throw again down the far side. Oh, nice coverage again by Noah Barnett. He's doing a great job out there.
He is.
Yeah, that was a great job knocking that one away. Intended again for Braden Dent, I think.
No, Wickenhauser.
Or Wickenhauser, okay.
Yeah. I do believe I coached as Barnett's older brother. I do believe.
So that will bring up third down and 10 now from the Rebel 36. They'll go on the ground this time. Hand off right side. And a good gain there by Hunter Sudheimer, but short of the first down.
Tackled by Crawford and Bird. Fourth and four. Three.
To the 29-yard line. They need to get to the about the 30. Yeah, they need about three here. Need to get to the 26-yard line or so for a first down. So big fourth down play here for the Rebel defense. Back to throw, and it's caught left side. Just enough for the first down. Braden Dent hauls it in on the throw there by Strickfaden.
Same play there. Just the go in and out. If they could kind of combo that coverage and leave that corner in the flat and let the safety go take the goal, be dead to rights.
First and 10 at the Rebel 25-yard line now. 8:56 left to go here in the third quarter. And Norwood Young America looking to increase their 14-0 lead. And they'll try a run. Strickfaden keeps it on the quarterback run right side, and a good gain down to near the 11-yard line. And that'll be another Raider first down. Spotted at the 12, first and 10 for Norwood Young America there. First down, 10 to go from the 12-yard line. Good drive here for the Raiders opening the second half. Started at their own 25-yard line. Now down to the Rebel 12. Strickfaden hands it off again. Nice hole right side and cutting back to the middle and in for the touchdown goes Trevin Herman. That's his second score of the night.
Yep, just two pulling offensive linemen there to get to the point of attack. Too many guys for the Rebels to shed blocks from. Nice trap counter design.
And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. And the extra point kick went under the crossbar by Malcolm Fenny, so that's no good. And on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 8:15 to go in the third quarter. Norwood Young America leading 20-0. Back in a moment.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Back here in Wells, kickoff, kicks to the left side, and DeJesus scooped it up for the Rebels, and he is met over on the far side near the 27 or 8 yard line. And so the Rebels will take over after at an 11-play, 75-yard drive by Norwood Young America. Trevin Herman on the 12-yard run. No good on the extra point kick, and it's 20-0 Raiders lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. First and 10 now for USC.
Here we go.
On their own 29, and they'll pack it in.
Direct snap. Direct snap. Getchell.
There you go, Getchell. And that's a decent run there, almost 5 on the play. That's more like what they need, Sean.
With another lead back in front of him, too. And then you spread out those splits, remove 2 of the 11 out of the box then, at least. So we'll see if they stick with it here and try to feed Getchell from the Wildcat or not.
Second down and 5 at the 34-yard line. Gain of 5 there by Getchell on that run.
Let's see. Yep, Bullerman's splitting out. That would be the telltale sign.
Yeah, Dylan Bonsack goes out. Oh, the snap went under Getchell's hands, and now he has to go back and fall on it way back at the 20-yard line, and it erases a good start on that drive.
Yeah, that's the one thing a guy like me who's been away from it now for a few years misses, the difference of the center snapping it directly to Bullerman versus the shotgun snap back to Getchell.
Well, that loss makes it third down and 18 now back at the 21-yard line for USC.
Had a nice hole there on that first play, though.
Yep.
Now let's see. We're going to throw when we have to. See, spread them out once, maybe.
Third and 18 for USC as that errant snap pushes them back to the 21-yard line after a nice 5-yard gain on the first play. We're in the third quarter, 6:40 left to go.
Bullerman's in the shotgun now, so it's nothing they haven't done.
And he's back to throw. Straight drop, has a little bit of time. Oh, he had a man open, but overthrew him. Incomplete. Getchell was the receiver on the near side there.
Nice ball by Bullerman, just a half a step behind him.
I don't know that he would have got the first down if he would have caught that. There were a couple guys right there, but it's incomplete anyway. Fourth and 18. Rebels will have to punt. We expect to see their punter, Colt Bullerman, here.
No, this is Brennan Olson, no.
Okay. Brennan's in there. He also rotates punting a little bit with Bullerman. Braden Dent, the deep guy, on the punt return for the Raiders.
They're coming after it. Oh,
he just got it off. And it takes a hop right to Dent at the 49. He scoops it up, runs left side, slips a tackle, and goes on a good return down inside the Rebel 35-yard line. And the Raiders are going to have good field position here.
This Dent's an athlete, eh?
Yep.
He's got some quick to him.
His brother was the all-district player last year for the Raiders.
Ooh, what? Got a cramp.
That's what it looks like here. Who's that down? Can you see?
I can't see.
One of the Rebel players down being worked on.
We got a flag,
on.
Though, too. Okay. Oh. Roughing the kicker.
Okay.
Fourth down, and this is going to bring it to, like, fourth and about 4. It was fourth and 19, so 15 will bring it fourth and 4.
Rebels will happily kick that one over again to push them back.
Oh, they might go for it here now.
You think so?
Well, I got nothing to roll the dice here.
Fourth and 4 from the 36, their own 36. So, yeah, we'll see what they do. 15-yard penalty, actually about Bullerman fourth and 3.
Coming back into the game. Let's see who the guy down was. That might make it 21.
That's Grunsky, right?
Yeah. If that was a lineman, it might change your tactics on going for it or not. But
Gavin Grunsky was the rebel down with a cramp. We guess it's pretty much what it looked like. So fourth and three at the 36. And
Bowlerman still looks like he's in punt formation.
Yeah. So Norwood's not totally sold on the fact that they're going to punt here.
They don't
here.
Have anybody back.
Right. Just
seal this up.
So it sure looks like Bowlerman is going to punt it here. He does take the snap. Low little end-over-end kick. Nobody back to return it, so it's going to roll down to about the 26-yard line. So that's a lot better than first and 10 on your own 35 or wherever that one ended up.
Yep.
And now Norwood Young America has a longer field, first and 10 on their own 26. 6:06 to go here in the third quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, 20-0. Norwood Young America leading USC. And so the Raiders start first and 10 on their own 26. Looks like Strickfadden is in there at quarterback, and the handoff goes to the right side to Hunter Sudheimer.
Gonzalez and Getchell on the tackles there.
And they didn't get much on that one. Maybe a yard. Second and 9 at the 27 now for the Raiders. Vikings football coming up here on 98.1 FM Sunday. See if the Vikings have anything this week as they take on the defending NFC champ San Francisco 49ers. Pregame 11, kickoff at noon here on 98 Country. Back to throw, going deep. Strickfadden's got a man, and it's just off the mark. A little too far outside to the intended receiver, Braden Dent.
He had beaten DeJesus there, had about 3-4 steps on him. Yeah. Oh, what's it, Brandt?
Dent.
Dent.
Dent. Yep.
Dent. Boy, he can run.
Yep.
All right, third and 9. Let's get off the field here.
Third down.
Defense.
And third and 9 at their own 27 now for Norwood Young America. Dent left, Braden Dogs to the right. Trips to the left, back to throw, and rolling that way. Strickfadden looking, now throws. Oh, and he overthrew his man, and it's intercepted. And it's Noah Barnett again with the pick for USC.
Yeah, he was good position there over the top of the number 2 receiver. The ball sailed. He catches it with one hand. Get that big club on.
Yeah. Well, I think Coach Hoos was saying he still catches the ball pretty good with the club. He caught that one nicely. Another turnover there brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair in Blue Earth at 507-236-9717.
He plays, he's got fairly decent technique for a young kid. He's only a sophomore.
Right. And the Rebels after that interception by Noah Barnett have it first and 10 at the Norwood 40. And they're going to lose maybe a yard or so here as the run left side goes nowhere. That was Getchell, I think, on the carry.
Yep, direct snap to Getchell again. Is that 23-28 on the tackle?
No gain, second and 10 at the 40.
Micah Fenney. How big is he? 6'5", 215.
Yeah. He's not little either.
Those defensive ends are walking all over the Blue Earth area and USC schools right now.
Second down and 10. Ball at the 40. No gain on that play there on the direct snap to Byron Getchell.
All right, now Bullerman's back under center. Back to the straight tee.
And the handoff goes straight ahead.
Trap to Bird.
Is it Gavin Bird that time? Yeah, that was a good gain there.
Yep, little quick hitter trap.
Got to the 34-yard line. 6-yard gain. Third and four now for USC. Four down territory down at the 34-yard line of Norwood Young America.
No, it's not a trap. That's a straight dive, I've been told. There's no puller there. It's a quick hitter either way.
So third and four at the Norwood 34.
I would guess this is four down territory, no? Yeah,
I would say so. And a handoff to Getchell. Was that Getchell? I think so. And he didn't get it off. There were white jerseys all over him behind the line.
Kind of a scissors delayed handoff.
Lost a yard back to the 35. And a fourth and five now for USC. At the Norwood 35-yard line, they'll go for it here. 3:08 left to go here in the third quarter.
Let's see here if he sticks to the run or going to try to throw it. If we throw it, we got to throw it quick, I think.
Fourth down, 5 yards to go. And, ooh, look at this. Two receivers out to the left here.
Shotgun.
A little different look for the Rebels here. Back to throw, Bullerman looking downfield. Got a man, and it's incomplete. Almost picked off there by Mitchell Johnson, the safety.
They ran the same deal that Norwood's been getting them on with that go out, and their corner came off the go and sat on the out.
And it was a tight squeeze to get it in there.
Well, had that corner not made that play, it would have been a first down because Getchell would have catch it. But that's just a nice play by their corner. They're sitting almost cover two, but they didn't have anybody over the top, though, either.
Mitchell Johnson was the guy that got there, 5'9", 165-pound senior. So now the Raiders take over on downs, first and 10 on their own 35-yard line. Strickfadden in there at quarterback. He'll run out of this play. And he's got lots of room around the left side. A first down across the 45 to near the 48-yard line.
That was a speed option. Something new we haven't seen yet.
13-yard gain on that run. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store. Highway 169, Winnebago.
Okay.
First and 10, actually a 14-yard gain there to the 49-yard line.
Dent split out this way.
And they'll do a quick pass to the flat left side. That was caught or no?
No.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. Barnett was there to make the tackle, even if Wickenhauser would have held on to it, but it was incomplete. Or no, Fox running, he must have caught it. Tackle for a 2-yard loss then.
Wow. All right.
Another
second
good play by Barnett.
Second and 12 back at the 47. Lost a couple. Incomplete pass or caught pass, but tackled for a loss to Zach Wickenhauser. Back to throw, Strickfadden throws left side. Strickfadden to Wickenhauser again, and he gets it across the 50. Well short of the first down. Third down coming up. Down to the 48 of USC. Third down and about 7 to go for the Raiders there. Ball on the 48-yard line of USC. Strickfadden in the shotgun, trips out to the right, hands it off.
A
run right side, first down, and a little bit more on the run there by Hunter Sudheimer. That was Herman on the carry.
Getchell and Gonzalez on the tackle.
And they get another first down to the Rebel 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Raiders there. We're down to a minute to go here in the third quarter. 20-0. Norwood Young America leading on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. And Strickfadden in the shotgun again. Takes the snap, throws right side. Open again is Braden Dent. And he skips by a tackler to the 25-yard line, and that's another first down.
That's just a tough route there. He's got so much speed that you give him a little bit extra, and he sells like he's going deep, and he just stops on a dime and nice little hitch route.
He's a nice receiver, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's a big ask. I mean, you're asking to DB in high school is the toughest position to play. You're asked to cover their best athlete. He knows in space, and he knows where he's going, and you have no clue.
First and 10 now at the Rebel 25-yard line. Strickfaden back to throw again. Looks over the middle, now steps up. Looked like he was going to take off with it, but he throws at the last minute, and it's an incomplete pass inside the 20.
Kind of a mix-up there. I don't know if Dent knew what was going on. He kind of jogged off the line of scrimmage that time.
And they actually threw it in the direction of, who was that over there?
Was that 33?
It was a 20-something I thought I saw there.
The other guy who's been playing the other tight end opposite Wickenhauser?
Yeah, 23, right?
Yeah.
That's Taylor Hackbarth. So incomplete. Second down and 10. He'll go there on the ground again, off right tackle to about the 23 for a couple yards.
Tackled by Bird and Grunsky. Second, well played.
Second and 8 coming up now third and 8, right. Third down and 8 at the Rebel 23. That probably was the last play of the quarter, though.
I'm guessing you're going to see that go out again.
We'll see it at the start of the fourth quarter as time is going to expire here in the third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard at the end of 3. Norwood Young America leading USC 20-0. We're back in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays, great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Wells, we head to the fourth quarter. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, a 20-0 lead for the Norwood Young America Raiders over USC. Rebels still trying to get on the scoreboard here, Sean.
Yes.
They aren't going to do it
without
the ball.
Had some positive plays, but then we had the snap between our legs. Yeah. They're going to run it here.
First play of the fourth quarter, Hunter Sudheimer on the carry. And he picks up 3 or 4 and just inside the 20, bringing up a fourth down now for the Raiders.
That was a nice play there by that 25 out there. Isaiah Gonzalez getting off his block. Made initial contact. No, 55. No, 25.
25, yep, is Isaiah Gonzalez. So, fourth down and 4 now for the Raiders at the Rebel 19. Got to get a stop here. Raiders trying to go for the first down here as Strickfaden in the shotgun. Back to throw. Now steps up in the pocket. Now on the scramble. Still looking to throw as he rolls left hand. Is that a fumble? And if it is, the Rebels have it. Are they going to call that a pass?
No, it's a fumble.
It's a fumble. All right.
Coach Hoos upset. He thought they could have picked it up and ran with it instead of diving on it. And I think he had room, too. But who did scoop that up? Number 12.
Caleb Whiteside. All right. So a turnover there. Fumble by Strickfaden. Another turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. So the Rebels get it back on the turnover, first and 10 on their own 33-yard line.
Back to Bullerman under center with the T, straight T. Bird's the fullback, gets to the left wing.
And the handoff goes straight ahead. Gavin Bird on the carry. And he gets to the 36 or so.
Tackled by Ty Maurer.
Picked up 3, 2nd and 7 at the 36 now for USC.
Injury or cramp.
Yep.
I can't see the number.
One of the running backs, is it Gonzalez maybe, or? So they'll work on him there. Back in Blue Earth, Jackson County Central and Blue Earth area. What was it, 51-0
the last? 51-0.
See what we got here. I'm sure they're all into the fourth quarter with the clock running pretty quickly there. Jackson County Central, kind of a phenomenal team here this year. You know they were going to be good, and all the accounts were pretty much right.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
So looks like that was Bird that was down with the cramp. He's up and off. Rebels now 2nd down and 7 at their own 36-yard line.
Play action.
Back
they
to
got
throw.
Him.
Colt Bollerman going deep near side. Intended for Dylan Bonsack. And on the coverage, Ben Molnow.
That ball couldn't have been thrown any better. Just he had a half a step, and 14 just got up and got his hand on it just enough.
Molnow, nice play there. 57-0, JCC up on Blue Earth area now in the fourth quarter. 3rd down and 7 for the Rebels now at their own 37. 36 or 7 yard line. And they line up in the straight tee again. Under center is Colt Bollerman. Back to throw, trying to flip it forward toward Isaiah Gonzalez.
Yeah, screen.
And it looked like they were trying to. Did that get deflected or what
it
happened?
It did. He got knocked out of his hand right as he threw it.
So the Rebels are going to have to punt again. 4th down and 7. And we presume Colt Bollerman on to kick it away, or possibly Brennan Olson.
It's Bollerman.
Back deep will be Braden Dent for the Raiders. Snap's good. Here's the kick. Decent kick by Bollerman. Lands in front of Dent. He scoops it on the hop to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and finally tackled by Bollerman. Ooh. Across the 50-yard line. That was a good hit.
That was a really good hit. 55. Oh, that's the Cardoza. They had to switch jerseys. Yep, a nice tackle.
And so ball at the Rebel 47 is where they spot it. 1st and 10 for Norwood Young America. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, they're up 20-0 over USC. 10-10 left to go in the game. And Strickfadden. It looked like he was going to run. Now he flips it on a reverse to Braden Dent around the left side, and Dent hit pretty good there by Bollerman.
That's a great open field tackle by Colt Bollerman. Great job staying home, and then even a better job of tackling that kid out in space. If it weren't for that, was a touchdown if Colt doesn't make that tackle.
And a decent gain nonetheless at the Rebel 41. Picked up 6, 2nd and 4 now for the Raiders now. And here's Strickfadden. He'll hand it off. Goes to Trevin Herman. Herman breaks a tackle into the secondary. He's off to the races. Nobody's going to catch him. He's going to take it all the way for a 41-yard touchdown run. And the Raiders hit pay dirt again. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. What happened there, Sean?
We just missed two tackles.
Yeah.
Just missed two tackles. They're there. Just didn't get the tailback on the ground.
Two plays, 47 yards on the drive, a 41-yard run by Trevin Herman, his third touchdown of the night. And here's Malcolm Fenny, the freshman, on for the extra point kick, and it's good. On the Remax Total Realty scoreboard, 9:17 left to go in the game. Norwood Young America leading USC 27-0. Back in a moment.
StayLink Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. StayLink credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and StayLink is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for StayLink Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here in Wells, a two-play drive there, 47 yards. And it was a 41-yard touchdown run by Trevin Herman, his third touchdown of the night. Extra point kick good, 27-0. Norwood Young America with the lead. Riley Lindquist getting set to kick it off to USC.
Herman, a 6-foot, 205-pound back. He's got some size to him, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the point where I'm guessing Coach Mickey, Coach Roos are kind of weighing their options here. You try to score, but you also try to get out of here uninjured now that the game has kind of been decided.
There's a line drive kick to the near side. DeJesus stepped out of bounds with it.
Caught it right at the edge.
He should have let her
right
go
out of bounds.
Maybe, huh? So DeJesus goes out, and the Rebels will start pretty deep in their own territory.
Yeah. Set a small goal here. Let's try to get a first down or two, and then let's try to worry about scoring. But
spotted at the 13 is where USC will start.
That's the one you just let go, but he probably knows that, just trying to make a play. The senior wants to try to help his team, going to try to make a play with a big return, and just kind of cost him.
First and 10 on the 13-yard line, down to 9:15 left to go in the game. And there's the straight tee again behind Colt Bollerman. Hand off or
toss
actually to the around the left end
to Bonsack.
Dylan Bonsack on the carry. He picked up out to about the 19. Decent gain, yeah. Almost 6 on the play. Second down and 4 now for the Rebels. Coach's Show's tomorrow morning over on AM 1560. We'll have the Blue Earth Area Coach's Show at about 9:10 USC. And Coach TJ Schmidtke to talk about this one at 10:10. I'm thinking my interview with Coach Cook will be fairly short tomorrow.
I'm guessing.
Not going to be a lot to say about it, but we kind of knew that going in. Straight tee behind Bollerman again on a second down and 4.
Getchell
on the carry straight ahead. Not much there.
Yeah, well, Cook's had his fair share of teams that have been on the other side of that, though, too.
Yes, he has. Third down, and what did he get to the 20 or so? Gained a yard, third and 3. Right around the 20-yard line now for USC. Last check, it was 57-0. Jackson County Central leading Blue Earth area. Here on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard, it's a 27-0 lead for Norwood Young America.
Now they're back up in the A gaps.
And
crowd the line.
Straight ahead they go, and a big pile goes maybe forward for a yard or so, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for USC.
We've got an injury.
And, yeah, one of the Rebels down at the end here. So this one, they're going to have to come out and check him out here. I'll see who it is. Injury timeout with 7:25 left to go in the game. Remax Total Realty scoreboard. Norwood Young America, the Central Raiders leading USC 27-0. We're back in just a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
Back here in Wells, it was Jake Cassens, the big left guard for the Rebels down. Looks like he's up and okay, but he's not happy.
No.
That was a helmet bounce there. Maybe he's left knee, maybe? Can't tell for sure, but he's walking okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say his night's done. You don't want to risk getting him hurt any worse than he might already be.
Rebels will punt here. Colt Bullerman's on to kick it away and dent deep.
They haven't subbed yet.
And here's the snap. Bullerman gets it away. Short kick near side. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 44.
Oh, got a flag on the field.
All right, well, let's see what that's all about. One of the Rebels picked up the flag there.
You dropped this, sir.
So let's see what the call is.
Ooh.
That's on Norwood, is it?
During the kick.
Holding. On the return.
During the kick, though, so I don't think we get the 5 yards from back there or the 10 yards from back there. They still get the ball.
Yeah. So instead of having it down at the 45, this one's going to get marked back 10.
To the other 45.
Well, that's where Norwood will take over. Comfortably in front with 7:16 left to go in the game. They lead 27-0 on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard over USC.
This is where I like to watch other coaches operate, and he has not subbed. Game's out of hand, and TJ obviously can't sub until he does.
Right. Which he would like to,
I'm guessing he would. But
and the snap goes straight up. Strickfadden's going to run
straight
ahead and hit pretty good there. Boy, Bullerman's putting some licks on out there.
Yeah, that was a quarterback counter. That was a good tackle. That was a good tackle.
Bullerman tackles him at the 44-yard line. It's enough for another first down. Brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. Another first down for Norwood, their first and 10 on the 44-yard line of USC. Wideouts on each side. Strickfadden hands it off, though. Straight ahead on the carry is the running back Hunter Sudheimer, the senior. And he's got another first down. Good gain to the Rebel 35-yard line.
Cade Wigger and checking into the game on defense here. 39 also.
Make that the
Noah
32.
Noah Gonzalez. Isaiah's younger brother. He's a tough little wrestler, too.
Yeah. 32 is where they end up spotting that. So first and 10, Norwood there. Strick Fadden continues to operate out of the shotgun here. We haven't seen Kyson Ivinsky for a while. He was a little off on his throws tonight. Here's a run around the left end by Strick Fadden. And he picked up a couple there. Forced out of bounds, stops. Well, nope, he didn't. Clock still running. Down to 5:37 left to go. Second down, about 5 yards to go from the Rebel 27. Strick Fadden coming out now, or is he just going? No, he is coming out. So it looks like, I just was saying, we haven't seen Kyson Ivinsky here for a while, but he's in there now. But Strick Fadden comes out, so he's not at a receiver spot.
They're gonna
hand it off straight up to Trevin Herman, who's scored 3 touchdowns here tonight for the Raiders. Carries it to about the Rebel 24, and it's third and short.
Tackle by Mattoon.
Down to the 23. It's fourth or third and one there.
They have sub. There's subbing.
So they are they're starting to sub in a little bit more now.
That's quarterback sneak,
I guess. Now this is the old Philadelphia Eagles play here. Oh, now did that get flipped out to Strick or to Wickenhauser for a touchdown?
I don't know if that got fumbled or if he
was that a planned play. I don't.
I wouldn't think they would pull that out of the playbook at 28-0 in the fourth, but.
Well, it's a touchdown.
Interesting how it happened.
Yeah, I didn't see it, if it was a fumble there or not.
Or if that was the guy who took the snap originally. I don't know.
Wickenhauser, though, runs it in for a touchdown. And now the extra point try here again from Malcolm Fenney. Oh, they was that a plan here? Back to throw, and it's incomplete. That was a bad snap, I guess, right?
What's his name?
Kyson Ivinsky was the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, he does have a hand cannon.
Yeah, he does.
But you would think every time he throws it, he's got a 40-mile-per-hour wind behind him. The thing is sailing over
everybody.
Well,
that's what their coach said to me. He goes, this kid could sling it, but he's got to work on some touch, I think, a little bit. But another touchdown there brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. So another touchdown for the Warriors on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 4:28 left to go in this one. It's 33-0. Norwood Young America with the lead, getting ready to kick it off now. Brought to you by Stage One Sound, offering the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. For your next event, a wedding, school dance, party, whatever you might need, just go to stage1sound.com for all the information. And here is Riley Lindquist to kick it off for the Raiders.
Oh,
that one squirted past the return man for USC. That's number 39, Noah Gonzalez, back there on the return that time. He did go back and pick it up, but gets out to around the 20, or where were they going to spot it? 15? So the Rebels take over there with 4:21 left to go in the game. First and 10 on their own 15-yard line. The Rebels got next week now?
28. I was just looking at Brody Steinhauer coming in to play quarterback, it looks like. Steinhauer, sophomore.
Some substitutions.
I got it pulled up here.
Brody Steinhauer, 5'8", 141-pound sophomore. And they're at quarterback now for USC. Do we have some new runners in there, too? And, run to the right side.
Oh, that's a face mask.
There comes the flag.
Good thing I'm not on the sideline anymore. I've been hollering for that in a hurry.
Steinhauer on the carry. And that'll tack on some extra yards. Next week, Medford.
At Medford. That sounds like a good time to get right.
Yep. Medford struggled as of late. Then they get Waterville after that, JWP, then St. Clair, Loyola, and New Richland.
I think those three in the middle are pretty decent. Not great, but decent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think New Richland's much, though.
So the Rebels got some good potential wins in that stretch there.
Yes, and come the end of the year when they start playing schools their own size,
yep,
with Getchell and Bird running a ball, I mean, they're not going to be an easy out for any school south of Mankato that is a Class A school. I know this. Not saying they're going to win the section, but it isn't going to be they're not going to be an easy out.
So after the face mask penalty, first and 10, Rebels now up to the 33-yard line. 3:44 to go.
It would benefit them if they try to take advantage of the next 4 weeks here, trying to develop some type of ability to throw the ball a little bit.
And straight ahead run, number 9, Brennan Olson in there at a running back now on the carry. Picked up a yard maybe. And second down and about 9 to go. At their own 34 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's 33-0. Norwood Young America leads it. We're down to 3:07 left to go in the game.
This couple first downs here on the way to maybe a game-ending or a end-of-the-game touchdown for the Rebels would be all right.
They have not managed to get on the board here tonight. So here's second and 9. Handoff on the carry. Noah Gonzalez got a yard or so. We talk so much about Norwood Young America's offense and their potential there, but their defense is big, and they're pretty quick and tough to move the ball against.
They're big, fast, and strong. Those two linebackers caused problems all night. I don't want to, not degrading anything, but USC's inability to throw the football consistently allows teams to put that extra guy or two in the box, which really hard to get guys on hats on hats.
So it is a third and about 8 now for USC at the 35. Straight T behind the new quarterback in there, Brody Steinhauer. And handoff around the right side. And nice hole around the right end on the carry. Seth Kaiser in there now, the 5'8", 125-pound junior.
Nice little run. Nice little counter action.
Got a first down out to the 44. So the Rebels keep the drive going with the number twos in there. 1:24 left to go in the game. Here comes Brody Stern into the game. Another sophomore on the line for USC. They have Kevin Schultz in there, another sophomore.
77, Grayson Husfeld.
He's a freshman. First and 10 Rebels at their own 44. And Brody Steinhauer under center, straight T again behind him. He'll roll out. Thought he was going to throw for a minute, but now he runs it around the corner, and another nice run around the end there for USC.
Quarterback keeper.
It's another first down. USC number two is doing good.
Yep.
First and 10 at the 45-yard line of Central. 38 seconds left to go. Looks like he went out of bounds.
His
clock stopped.
I'm guessing this could be the last play of the game.
We'll see. So the Rebels will go to 1-2, but their first three games have been maybe the tougher part of their schedule.
Yeah,
they came
lost,
out of it.
They've lost to quality teams, that's for sure. This Norwood team is good.
And Randolph last week, pretty good too. Straight T behind Steinhauer. He'll hand it off. Bouncing outside and tackled for no gain. is number 9, Brennan Olson.
Why are we stopping the clock?
Clock did stop with 24 seconds to go.
Personal
a penalty.
Ball, face mask on.
The
Central.
Defense. Yep. Face mask on Central of Norwood Young America, and so they'll tack some yardage on to the end of this play, which was maybe a yard or so for Olson on the carry there. 15-yarder. Down to the Central 29. So why do they call technically, no one really ever refers to it, how they do Central. Well, why do they call it Central when it's just the two, Norwood and Young America,
I
together?
Have no idea. I don't know.
I never could figure that one out.
And sometimes they're Central and sometimes they're Norwood Young America.
Yeah, I don't know. I always refer to them as Norwood Young America, I guess, but
it is kind of goofy. I think I've driven only through there once or twice. It is. They're really just on opposite sides of the road, correct?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like right next to each other. Run to the 25 there. That might be the last play as we're down to 5, and this is going to run it out. And your final score going to be 33-0. Norwood Young America downing USC here tonight. We'll come back and wrap it all up here from Wells after we take this timeout.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here in Wells, and we're going to wrap it up here tonight. As we expected, a tough one for the Rebels here tonight against Norwood Young America. Ends up to be a 33-0 loss for USC. I am a little bit surprised the Rebels couldn't get on the board tonight, but boy, you know, this Raider defense is decent, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, and then they started stacking the box and throwing more guys than USC could block up in there. And, you know, the Getchell kid runs hard. The Burt kid runs hard. Bollerman did some good things. They're a good team. The problem is they're a good Class A team, and they got beat by a very quality 2A school.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, Rebels next up, Medford. That should maybe help them right the ship. Medford has struggled as of late, and USC... Let's see, was that at Medford? I think it was.
It's at Medford next Friday night.
Right. So that'll be the next one for the Rebels. Our next game next Friday night will be Blue Earth Area at Maple River. And the Bucks, as we expected, were handled by Jackson County Central tonight. I'll have to see what the final ended. They were down 57-0 at the last check on that one. Suela just told me here that Maple River lost to Pipestone 13-7, and so there, that could be a you know, we normally have, with these two teams, Blue Earth and Maple River play, we're talking two pretty decent teams.
Yep.
Both of them are maybe a little bit down this year, but
yeah, usually you're thinking they're playing for home field in the section finals or the section semifinals, but
right.
And who knows, maybe this year we'll get there too, but I do believe Triton is the class of that section.
Yeah, sure looks that way, doesn't it?
It does.
63-0 ended up being the final, Jackson County Central over Blue Eritrea, and as we just mentioned, a 13-7 win for Pipestone over Maple River. So that's our next game next Friday. Pre-game with the coaches, 6:35. It's homecoming for Maple River next week, so Blue Eritrea there to take on the Eagles in our next broadcast. Coaches shows tomorrow morning on AM 1560. Blue Eritrea at 9:10, USC at 10:10. Tune in to hear the coaches' comments tomorrow morning. Sean, thanks for filling in. I wish you were around next week, so because Bob's gone again, we could have done the Maple River Blue Eritrea game, but you're taking the kid down. He's going to Nashville, huh?
Knoxville.
Oh, Knoxville.
Yeah,
Why did I say Nashville?
You know, he got into PA school down in Knoxville.
Not the
University of Tennessee, though. He's about 15 minutes from campus, so maybe I'll get to go watch some SEC football here in the next couple falls.
Sure. That'd be all right.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Sean Goodall filling in this week. And again, our final score, 33-0, Norwood Young America over USC here tonight. Thanks to Grace Hansen back in our studios running the controls for us again tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next Friday.
You've been listening to USC Rebel Volleyball on 98 Country. Tonight's match between USC and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva was brought to you by Weaver's Other Store, Buffalo Center, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, the Wells VFW, Johnson Seeds of Wells, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, New Way K&H Cooperative, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, M&M Insurance, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, Stayline Cooperative, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills and Bryceland, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, and BevCon have brought you USC Rebel Volleyball on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
Garlic's Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country. 98 Country.
It's the KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder, your guide to great dining and entertainment in our area. When you're hungry, head to the Blue Earth Shell Deli, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They offer a full breakfast menu and $10 lunch specials Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Eat in or order to go. Plus, there's sandwiches, burgers, pizza, and chicken strips, too, at the Blue Earth Shell Deli. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, the Main Street Market in Buffalo Center, has made-to-order home-cooked meals, daily specials, along with roasted chicken and pizzas. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Farmhouse Kitchen Deli, the Main Street Market in Buffalo Center. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, open Monday through Friday and Sunday. They have daily lunch specials and homemade soup during the week. Check out their Friday night specials, including prime rib. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, Main Street, Mableton, where fresh and flavor come together. Buckets Bar and Grill of Buffalo Center has great nightly specials, including pizza and wings on Mondays, tacos Tuesdays, tenderloins Wednesdays, hero sandwiches Thursdays, and all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays, and pizza Sunday at Buckets Bar and Grill, Buffalo Center. Wells American Legion, join them for Friday night meat raffles starting at 6 p.m. Arrow E-tabs now available. Come and support the Wells American Legion Post 210. Cargo Express of Bancroft. This week's noon specials are Monday, Made Rights. Tuesday, Cowboy Tater Tot Hot Dish. Wednesday, Chicken Bacon Ranch Sandwiches. Thursday, Hot Beef Commercials. And Friday, Pepper Jack Burgers. Find Godfather's Pizza Express, Mahaska Coffee and Cappuccino, fountain drinks and more at Cargo Express on the highway in Bancroft, a convenience stop. And that's your KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder.
Turn it up. Great station.
Greatest radio station in town.
Your radio's found the right place.
98.1 FM. Transmitting to two states with your favorite hot country.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer.
They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, and I got down on one knee. Can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. All this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in. Yeah.
couple good buddies singing about their famous friends. It's Chris Young and Kane Brown. Hello, my name is John Glenn. There's music from Keith Urban. We got Luke Combs' Lovin' on You after Chris Stapleton.
Time I do, I find I wanna make things come true. I'm official country station for the Minnesota-Iowa border. Stay tuned to 98 Country.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. You get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone. All your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. When we used to paint this town, burn it down, and go round, go round, go round. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me and all alone.